Good morning. We're learning Chayodim, Klal Yod Aleph, and we're looking at Siman Hey, the halachas of the materials of the garments, which create a chiyuv to wear tzitzis. What type of garments are? What types of materials of garments create a chiyuv to wear tzitzis? And we brought a machlokes. If we deal wear a garment made out of silk, cotton, or any other type of material, is it going to be chayiv on a Torah level in the midst of tzitzis? So we left off at the end of in the middle of Siman Hey, that according to this one opinion, any type of material is chayiv under the raisa level. And according to the second opinion, only a garment made out of wool or linen is chayiv on a Torah level. But charminim are only made rabbanan. L'chein roi lahadir, so the Chayyadim continues and says, L'chein roi lahadir, it's appropriate for a person to want to be to do a hitter mitzvah, liyos le'afil talis katan shal tzemer. So the minig is a talis gadol we make out of wool, according to everybody. So that'll be vare chayiv on a Torah level. But even a talis katan, it would be appropriate if the person wants to get the mitzvah tzitzis the whole day, be appropriate that he should make it out of tzemer. Shikai mitzvah tzitzis kol yom l'kuliyama. Therefore, he will be able to get a mitzvah deraisa of tzitzis throughout the day. If we're wearing the talis katan throughout the day in order to chaperayin the mitzvah of tzitzis throughout the day, we want to do that on a Torah level. The language of the Chayyadim is it's roy, it is appropriate, lahadr, to do the hitter mitzvah, to do so. The Mishabur's lashon is a little bit stronger. Mishabur's lashon is that, v'yorei shemayim yachmer la'atzmoy, a person who has yir shemayim will be machmer to take into consideration the first opinion, lachos adeir rishona, and he'll make his talis of Samar in order to fulfill the mitzvah according to all opinions. We did mention that there is the minute the Gra actually did not do so, and we gave one explanation. One explanation which Reb Chaim Kanievsky addresses, that he says is not correct. Some people have a argument, and he points out that there's not really a source to support this. They do not want to wear a tzitzis in a way which is going to make them sweaty, the garment sweaty. It's not covered for the tzitzis. So therefore, a cotton garment is a lighter type of a garment than a woolen garment, and it'll cause less sweat. Therefore, the garment will not be insulted, as it were, by becoming sweaty by him wearing this type of garment. And some people take even a step further, and they argue that therefore when they play vigorously, like basketball or something of the sort, they take off their tzitzis to not get the tzitzis all sweaty and be an insult to the garment of the tzitzis. So Rav Kanevsky points out that there's no source for that. They were makbid on the garment. We'd have to understand that clearly, Bisman, the mitzvah of the Torah is on the corner of any garment that you're wearing. The Torah is not defining the difference between garments, whether it's a garment which gets sweaty or not. The question would be that nowadays that we do not wear normally a four-cornered garment, and we're just putting on this. So those were the person's regular clothing, and whatever he was wearing, he was wearing. And he put in tzitzis. So we could argue, like, of course, but nowadays we're putting it on specifically for the mitzvah, so maybe it's not appropriate. It's an insult to the mitzvah. If we wear a garment which will become wet with sweat because of the fact that it's heavier, so that he says that there's no source for that. We're not makbid on that. A person should wear tzitzis and mekayem the mitzvah, preferably in the best way possible. Again, you have the other reason which we said yesterday, what the Gra did, and the stipler was also known to wear a dalet kanfis of cotton. There is an issur rabbanan to wear a garment of linen. So on the raisa level, we have, according to everybody, there are two materials which would be chayiv on the raisa level, which is wool and linen. Either one of those is chayiv. We do not wear linen nowadays because since there is a gzeira, there's a problem of klayim if you put woolen tzitzis into a linen garment. It's a combination of wool and linen together, which is a problem of klayim. It is mutter to put in strings of tchelis. Tchelis has to be dyed with the dye of the tchelis, but it has to be specifically wool. The oil learns out it has to be wool. So I have a woolen thread which is dyed with tchelis, and I'm putting it into a linen garment. So that's a problem of shatnez. And this is the oil learns out. We have a concept called esse dechelos esse, the se of putting in tchelis overrides the los esse of shatnez. However, the Gemara says when you have an opportunity to not do the Avera and do the Ase without doing the Avera, so you're not allowed to do that. So Tchelis, which must be wool, we have no choice, but if the white sitzes, which we do nowadays without Tchelis, which can be made out of wool or linen, you may not put sitzes made out of wool into your linen garment. And since many sitzes are made out of wool, there's a gzeira, the person might come to mistakenly put in woolen tzitzis into a linen garment. Therefore, we do not wear a garment made out of linen for the purpose of the mitzvah of tzitzis. Or any, even if a person would be wearing a linen garment for other purposes, it should not be have four corners, which would then create a problem of mitzvah tzitzis. And the Gemara actually comes out that even if a person would wear a linen garment with four corners, the Chachamim remove the mitzvah of tzitzis with authority of the Chachamim to tell a person not to do a mitzvah saseh, like we don't plow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which falls out on Shabbos. Chachamim said to not put in tzitzis because of the gzeira, a person might come to do the aveira of shatnez. Have a good morning.